My name is Eugene Drucker, and I'm one of the violinists of the Emerson String Quartet.
And I am the other violinist, Philip Setzer. I play the other role that Gene Drucker doesn't play on every quartet.
I'm Larry Dutton. I'm the solo violist of the Emerson String Quartet.
And I'm David Finkel. I'm the cellist.
I think that a great deal of Western harmony is based on four-part writing, writing for four voices that could be human voices and eventually translated into instrumental consorts. I think that the way the system of harmony in Western music works favors having four voices to reinforce the basis for almost all harmonic progressions. Another advantage of string quartet, which must have been apparent to Haydn as he was basically inventing the form, was that you had four instruments with basically similar timbres. The two violins, of course, had exactly the same timbre. The viola's timbre is sort of intermediate between the violins and cello, and the cello had a kind of bass sound, but not the deep bass sound of a double bass. So you have the similarity of timbre, but you have instruments that are capable of a great deal of articulation so that their voices could be differentiated in the texture of a string quartet. And they could do all sorts of different things because they had so much technical facility. So this multitude of choices for composers must have been one of the great attractions for string quartet writing from the time that Haydn initiated that kind of writing all the way until the present day.
The reason that we associate so much with Haydn is that he took the form, and I think to a large degree because he had a gig at the Esterházy Palace and a wonderful, must have been a wonderful string quartet that was in residence there. You know, part of his job was to write a lot of string quartets, and the Count Esterházy liked that form. He liked having the music played in the palace, and so there was this wonderful situation where Haydn basically had this laboratory in which he could experiment.
The first movement of Opus 64, number 5, the so-called Lark Quartet by Haydn, shows Haydn in a very sunny mood. And I think a lot of his music is cheerful and optimistic, but it would be simplistic to say that it's all like that. Haydn did have a great deal of depth, and there are some heartrending slow movements. There are some very striking things he does in many of his quartets, surprises of keys, surprising silences, dramatic, often comical silences. Now, we don't have so much of that here in this first movement, but what we do have is, if you will, an embodiment of the optimism of the Enlightenment.
That was the first quartet I ever played. I was at the Star Lake Music Camp in 1967. The old Lennox Quartet was there. I remember the feeling. I had never played a string quartet, and just the feeling of hearing that piece, playing that piece for the first time, it was amazing. It was a revelation to play a string quartet. I mean, it affected me so, you know, it changed my life at that age, at 13.
I remember playing that piece at Marlborough with Alexander Schneider, Sasha Schneider,
yeah.
Who's the second violinist of the great Budapest Quartet, and he was at Marlborough that summer, and I got to play. We didn't perform it; we just worked on it. But it was great to, at that point in my life, to play that piece with Alexander Schneider playing second violin. He had done all those years in the Budapest. It was wonderful.
And there's something about the Haydns, all the Haydn quartets. I mean, they're so earthy. They've got so much human emotion in them. That's just not describable, but you can feel everything about him. He's got the words you can use it, or the wit and the humor, but there's sorrow and tragedy. It's just all there.
And he wrote something like 75 string quartets. Those string quartets, and I mean Haydn in general, but especially the string quartets, as far as inspiring Mozart and Beethoven, I think that there's a clear lineage there. One of the quartets that Mozart wrote and dedicated to Haydn, if you can imagine the scene when after Mozart had written these six quartets, there was a party, as it were, and they performed all six of these quartets with Mozart playing viola. Didn't Haydn play?
Haydn played first violin.
And Dittersdorf? Or somebody,
yeah. Dittersdorf played second violin, or maybe they switched, I don't know. And Van Hall was the cellist.
Yeah. So can you imagine that party, getting together and reading these six masterpieces? And afterwards, Haydn wrote that, I don't know the exact quote, but he wrote to Mozart's father, right?
I think he said
or
to
did
Mozart's
he say it?
Father,
yeah.
Who was there at the
Do
time.
You remember the exact quote?
Something like, before God and as an honest man, I must tell you that your son is the greatest composer known to me, living or dead. Yeah. Which must have made Leopold Mozart pretty proud.
Yeah, I would hope so.
And
yeah.
Kept him satisfied for the next day or two
yeah.
with his son.
<That's right. laughs>